Hey everybody, really excited about a new podcast I'm doing. So before you check out this one, and thank you for being a subscriber here, please check out my new show, Props and Drops, with the co-founder of DraftKings, Matt Kalish. We'll be talking a ton about alternative investing and quite a bit about sports, betting, and in the alt investing world, sports cards, sneakers, clearly NFTs. Just really excited about it. Gonna be a little more fun, a little bit more culture, day-to-day humor. I think you're gonna really like the first episode if you haven't checked it out. The link to the new show, Props and Drops, is in the description of this podcast. Please check it out. Would mean the world to me if you gave it a spin and hit me up on Twitter and told me what you thought.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I am fascinated by this. I am fascinated by mindset. I am fascinated in a complicated world that we're all growing up in, it's a binary decision if you're gonna be positive or negative about shit. I'm fascinated that when you're addicted to kindness and optimism and positivity, it just, you know, it's so funny. You know, like stuff like The Secret, like I love when people talk about like The Secret, like that, like people think you sit on your ass on your couch and you're like, I wish I had $1 million, and it's like bloop, and it just shows up. What I'm fascinated by is the reason people succeed that put their mindset into it is because it does something that has really also caught my attention over the last 2 years, which is the following. When you bet on optimism, when you're on the offense, when you were playing towards intangibles, you do something super duper interesting. You start suffocating excuses. If you asked me what the number one thing is that I'm thankful for that my parents gave me, taking me from a communist country and moving me to the US, you know, parenting me well, nothing bad, you know, roof and clothes and all good stuff. If you ask me the number one thing I wake up every morning and thank that my parents did, is I never saw either one of them complain about jack shit. And it basically created learned behavior for me. I am incapable of actually complaining about shit. And that has become the foundation of my success. When I was in my 20s and early 30s, I spent 15, 16, 17 hours a day for 13 years building my dad's liquor store for him. I own nothing of Wine Library, right? I leave that business in my mid 30s, I have no wealth, I built a $60 million wine business for my dad, and I don't sit there and complain. I think about it as I did the right thing by thanking my parents and giving back. Literally, no joke, if I leave this conference today, right now, if I leave, right, we do this, we have a nice little Q&A, it's a good talk, it's fucking cool. I leave, I go to cross the street to go into my car to go to the airport, and I get hit by a car. Literally, as I'm laying there, I'd be like, fuck, I shouldn't have left the conference that early. Like, it is in my mindset that literally every negative thing that happens to me is my fucking fault. I recognize that that's not true. You know, when I talk about this publicly, everybody starts bringing up stuff like, what if you're raped? And what if this and that? I understand. I'm a logical, practical person. I'm not talking about knowing or thinking everything is my fault. I'm talking about living a life where you default into believing that as your mindset. Because what happens is you start spending all of your time on offense. My friends, do you guys, like, listen, here's what fucking freaks me the fuck out. Do you understand, you like that? let me get to it. It's really interesting to me. I wish everybody in this conference, including myself, by the way, who spends all his time on this, I wish we had better perspective. I wish that there was some fucking crazy, that dude right there with the weird fucking horse t-shirt, I wish he was some weird genie that could take us back into time 80 years ago so that every one of you could live one fucking day in your great-great-grandparents' shoes and understand how fucking good you have it. Like, if you really, really understood how amazing the era we live in. And listen, I'm not like naive to what's happening in our society. I'm aware of the political current climate. I'm aware of everything. Let me just say this very clear so everybody gets it through their fucking dome. This is the greatest year to ever be alive in the history of mankind. I am super empathetic. Again, when you make those kind of statements, do I believe that there is suppression around? Of course, but at a macro data, health, life expectancy, how much hate and negativity actually is in the complete world versus this is the best. We have it the best. And all I see is people sitting around and dwelling around dumb shit around what they don't have instead of focusing on what they do have. My friends, the internet is a fucking miracle. It's a fucking miracle. The scalability in which you can achieve, the things that you could be doing, the fact that you could be laying fucking naked in your bed at 2 a.m. and doing productive shit is fucking crazy. It's crazy. If you've got your side hustle, this is a young fucking ass crap. If you're thinking about your side hustle or if you're crushing it with these guys and doing side hustle, there was no side hustle for your great grandparents. Like when it was 9 p.m., it was dark and cold outside. Like shit, like you could, it wasn't practical. We take things for granted. Do you know how upset? You know how like, you know what's crazy to me? How mad I get when my internet is 1/100 of a second slower than what I'm used to. Like literally, like it 1/100 of a second slower, and I feel it because I'm used to what speed it's supposed to be, and that's frustrating. Like on a plane, because the Wi-Fi on a plane is a little slow, which is like so ridiculous because I'm on a fucking plane, and then it's Wi-Fi, it's there. Like I'm old, I remember not having it. Like it's crazy how quickly we take things for granted. Like I love, me and my buddy, so London just banned Uber, and like my buddy landed there and he's like, what the fuck am I gonna do? I'm like, I don't know what everybody's done for the last 300 years, dick face. Take the train. Like, we just get used to shit so fast. And in our speed of getting used to how fucking awesome it is, I'm just desperate this afternoon for you to not lose perspective. Perspective's the fucking game, right? Both my grandfather, look, I sit up here, get paid super duper duper well, get people to think I'm cool because I have entrepreneurial DNA and the timing of it was cool because entrepreneurs got cool. Both my grandfathers had the same exact thing that I had, and because they were Jewish in communist Russia post-World War II, their communism put them both in jail for 10 years in Siberia. Like, just think about that. Timing, opportunity, yes. It is absolutely difficult for all of us. We all have stuff. Do I believe some people have it? Do I believe a white male has it more privilege? Of course, yes, I do. Here's my problem. My problem is if anybody has ever done it with your circumstances, then you have nothing to talk about in the mindset that I want for you to win. If anybody has ever achieved something with two alcoholic parents, that's the blueprint that you can follow versus looking the other way. Life is binary. It's either offense or defense. You are either sitting in your seat right now on the offense or you're not. There is no fucking half pregnant. There's no in between. You're either this or that. And so I come here with the energy to let you know about how I see it from afar, not knowing every nuance of your life. A, I think this is the greatest opportunity to be alive because the internet has created infinite opportunity for all of us. B, I love something that I'm fascinated by, which is that everything gets accelerated. What you're living through right now, my friends, in society and the business world, is everything's getting accelerated. What the internet has done, it hasn't changed us, it's exposed us. What the internet has done is not necessarily suppress things, it's made everything at the forefront. There's no hiding. Everything is so clear, out in the open, difficult to hide. And so I'm fascinated by this because it leads to bigger opportunity. The speed in which good can happen is extraordinary. It just comes down to actions. So what's really happening? This first and foremost, this device. If you're sitting in your seat and you have any entrepreneurial or intrapreneurial DNA, AKA, do you want to be the CEO of this company one day and grow in the ranks, or do you want to do something for yourself one day? If you have either one, which I assume is one or the other inside your body, you have to take a step back and wrap your head around the following. This right here, this device, is the remote control of our society. This is everything. Everybody keeps trying to tell people to spend less time on this. I recommend you spend all your time on it. You know, I have two young kids now and I love all these parents like, Gary, you're into this social media stuff. Like, this is terrible, right? I'm like, no, Dick, this is the best. Because I'm like, they're like, but I'm gonna tell my kid to spend less time on technology. I'm like, why? what world do you think your kids are gonna be living in 20 years? You think, like, I love the naivete. The naivete. This is all history, my friends. People thinking we're gonna go backwards. Every person in this room is gonna be wearing contact lenses full time on their body in 20 years and triggering between real life, augmented reality, where, like, I don't know, Santa's on here on stage with me, right? And complete virtual reality. Everybody in here in 20 to 25 years is going to be living a mixed reality world. You may not like it, you may think it's weird, but people used to think online dating was weird. People used to think the internet was weird. People definitely thought sending a 14-year-old girl into a stranger's car was super weird, and that's what we do with all our daughters now at 14 and put them into Ubers and strange men's cars every day. Social norms are changing at a speed that we've never seen before. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, "Nobody brings more energy and genuine honesty with every piece of content he gives. Excellent content and conversation each episode. If you can't get inspired or motivated after listening, you don't have a pulse. Highest recommendation possible." Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.